Welcome to another daily podcast from First Baptist Church of Brownsville. My name is Christian and today we're focusing on 3 John. And this morning, I would like to read verses 1 through 8. Verse number 1 says, "The elder to the beloved Gaius, for whom I am love in truth. Beloved, I pray that in all respects you may prosper and be in good health, just as your soul prospers. For I was overjoyed when brothers came and testified to your truth, that is, how you are walking in truth. I have no greater joy than this, to hear of my children walking in the truth. Beloved, you are acting faithfully in whatever you accomplish for the brothers and sisters, and especially when they are strangers, and they have testified to your love before the church. You will do well to send them on their way in a manner worthy of God, for they went on for the sake of the name, accepting nothing from the Gentiles. Therefore, we ought to support such people, so that we may prove to be fellow workers with the truth." The word for prosper literally means to have a good journey. It means to succeed or prosper. It is like saying, "I hope things go well for you." John used this common phrase in his sending of best wishes and blessings to Gaius. Some have wrongly taken this as a guarantee of perpetual wealth and perfect health for the Christian. And of course, we should always remember that God wants our best and plans only good for us. Often present material prosperity and physical health are part of that good that God has for us. And this prosperity and health are absolutely promised as the ultimate destiny of all believers. Yet for the present time, God may, according to His plan, use a lack of material prosperity and physical health to promote greater prosperity in the scale of eternity. Nevertheless, some live in poverty and disease simply because they do not seek God's best, follow God's principle, and walk in faith. As well, there are some others who say we should use God's general promises of blessing as a way to indulge a carnal desire for ease, comfort, and luxury. In other words, the prosperity gospel. And so John here made an analogy between the condition of our health and the condition of our soul. Many Christians will desperately ill if their physical health was instantly in the same state as their spiritual health. "I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth." John's goodwill towards Gaius came from his understanding that he walked in the truth. And nothing pleased John more than to know that his children walk in the truth. John knew that Gaius walked in the truth because brethren came and testified of the truth that was in Gaius. His walk of truth was noticed by others, and they could talk about it because they saw it. To walk in truth means to walk consistent with the truth you believe. If you believe that you are fallen, then walk wary of your fallenness. If you believe you are a child of God, then walk like a child of heaven. If you believe you're forgiven, then walk like a forgiven person. To walk in truth means to walk in a way that is real and genuine. John praised Gaius for his hospitality. This may seem somewhat trivial to us, but it is not to God. This is a practical outworking of the essential command to love one another. It is love in action. This was a great compliment. You do faithfully whatever you do. Whatever God gives us to do, we should do it faithfully. Jesus said that when we see Him face to face, some will hear the words, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord." Matthew chapter 25, verse 21. Jesus promised that even the help offered in a cup of cold water to one of His children will not be forgotten when God brings his reward. This also explains why John will pray for the prosperity of Gaius. He used his resources in a godly way, being a blessing to others. If God bless him with more, others will be blessed more also, in a manner worthy of God. Christians are not only called to help, but to help in a manner worthy of God. We are to do our best to help others excellently. And the best way to help others is by sharing the gospel of Christ. God calls every one of us to have a part in the Great Commission. The command of Matthew chapter 28 verse 19, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." One can have a part by going or have a part by helping, but everyone has a part and should do it well. And so this morning, I want to invite you to follow the example of this faithful believer named Gaius. And so whatever God gives us to do, let's do it faithfully, in a manner worthy of God. Remember, this morning is a new opportunity to share the good news of the gospel of Christ. Have a blessed day.